Hello and welcome to another edition of Real Talk with Jana. I have an amazing topic to riff on today that just came through for me as I spent some much needed time on some self-care and really gave myself permission to drop into the present moment. And see, that's the topic. Are you giving yourself permission to be present, to really drop in and be present to the only thing that's real in existence, and that is the here and now, the present moment? Because if you are at all in your head thinking about the past or mulling over, fearful, anxious of what's to come in the future, you most definitely are not in the present moment. And the only person responsible for keeping you out of the present is yourself. You have the choice at any moment to really drop in and ask yourself, am I present? Am I being present in this moment? That in itself, that awareness will shift you into the present. And then the next question I would ask myself would be, what am I present to right now? What am I noticing around me? How am I really feeling? Because when we're in our heads, we're not really tuned into what we're feeling in our bodies. We're not paying attention to the things that need our attention. Maybe we're in avoidance, not wanting to look at something. Have I eaten today? Had I had enough water? Have I gone to the gym? Have I moved my body? Have I moved the energy through my body to create more space for me in my life and to actually create that which I desire? So we create and we manifest only when tuned in to the present moment. Whatever you lock in, whatever you get clear on, whatever you want to call in, once that piece is done, go get busy, go get present to being in the here and now so that the universe can start shifting, moving, and rearranging everything for you to draw everything in to the present moment. But if you stay in your mind in a future one day or a possibility, or stuck in the past in a depressive state of reliving what once was, then there is no present moment for your manifestation to be brought into. So see, the most important thing that you can do is get yourself really present in every here and now moment. Get yourself really tuned in, drop in, be intimate with yourself. Really ask yourself, what is it that you need from you right now? Because there's not much you can do or provide for in the world outside of you if you're avoiding or looking elsewhere than within. A cup that's empty has no way of filling another cup. But yet we live in a world and in a society where that is the way that we've been programmed to believe, that we give more to others and abandon ourselves, that we lose sight of who we are in this nonstop hustle, grind, attempt to prove our good enoughness outside of ourselves. So I invite you today to really get present, really tune in and ask yourself, what do you need from you today? How are you feeling? What are your next aligned action steps? What do you need? And really pay attention to your environment, seeing where the things around you that you're not even conscious of because you're so busy in your head are a representation of what's thriving in your life. What are you grateful for? I invite you to maybe pick three things, five if you feel really called, and assert what you're grateful for that you have currently right now in your world already. Setting that clear gratitude energy out into the world gives you more of what you desire, gives you more to be grateful for. And then you can assert what you desire. What is it that you want to call in? Once you're grateful for what you already have, you can create from that space. So ask yourself, what is it that I desire? What is it that I want? What do I want to create in my life? And then lastly, tune in and really give yourself some credit for all that you've done, for even choosing to be present in this moment and for tuning in and being present with me right now. And ask yourself, what am I proud of myself for? What have I done today? Look at yourself and assert, I am proud of me for. Pick three things. And this, from my experience and all the work I've done with my clients, is one of the most difficult pieces of the work. Giving yourself credit, celebrating yourself for doing the work. And as you become really clear on what there is to celebrate, on what there is to be grateful for, and what you actually are so worthy of creating and receiving in your life, everything in your world will start to shift and attune to that abundant state of being, to that experience that you so have dreamt of for so long. So today I invite you to get out of your head and into your heart, into your body. Feel into who you are, what you want, what you get to have. Move your body to move the energy. Get really present to yourself. Maybe take some time for some self-care rituals. Take a bath. When you're putting lotion on, really get present to yourself. Feel your skin. Feel the motion of your hand rubbing into the skin and being caring and loving to yourself. Adding the lotion, feeling the nutrients of the lotion sinking in. Just be very intentional with everything that you do today. And try this. If you can't do it all day, create a ritual for yourself. Dedicate some time to get really present to yourself every day. And I assure you that your life will start to change in miraculous ways. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. Until next time, Jhana.